walking distance of the shop. Do you? So, something to think about.
Love it. If you need a snack or a sweet treat or a bev, then you better go to Momo's.
You better. Okay.
And I have some news.
Okay. Excited to hear this.
Some animal news. Keeping on theme with Wildlife Corridor. If anyone... Okay, sorry. Colorado has recently released wolves that they captured in Canada to create a permanent population.
Oh my gosh.
And this is interesting to me because I feel like it's written as like a good and exciting thing because it's like for conservation
efforts. Yeah.
But I feel kind of sad for
the animals.
Yeah, like 15 of them, they had to leave. They got relocated.
Oh, for the wolves.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I bet it's exciting for them.
That's true. I mean, they get to travel.
Like, I would want to live in Colorado.
But they're from Canada.
I wonder where. Like, Saskatchewan? Because I'd want to leave there. But if it was British Columbia, no way.
I gotta figure it out. I need more details. This is a very brief article.
You know what I feel like we should talk about at one point? This is a teaser. We should, like, check in on if... on how the, like, woolly mammoth project is going. Like, we were talking about that the other day. Like, how they're like, trying to bring woolly mammoths back to life.
Yeah. You want to know something?
Yes.
I'm going to have to fact check this one.
Fact check it yourself, listeners.
No, but
it's not our job
sure
to educate you.
A girl from my high school, her dad is, like, part of that.
Okay, I'm like, everyone fact check.
Yeah, using all the information you know, figure out if this girl's dad is on the Woolly Mammoth
from Limbs High School. Her dad might work on the Woolly Mammoth Project.
Well, I remember when we were in high school, he definitely gave a presentation on it.
Okay, that's like valid. I was gonna say I feel like that's totally something the like pathological liar from your high school would say. Like,
no, she's chill.
Yeah. That's awesome, though.
Yeah. And, wait, this is... Actually, no, never mind.
Wait, we need the weather.
Oh, yeah, the weather.
Oh, you just gave me the saddest look.
Whoa.
Sorry.
No, it's okay. Hey, everyone. Today was pretty horrific, I think, for everyone. It was about 12 degrees as a high, which is horrible, but... You know what? Tonight we're getting
snow.
Will
it ever end? No.
Well, no, it's good. If it's going to be this cold, we should be getting snow. So, it's going to snow tonight.
What time?
And, I think, let's see when it starts. Starts at 10 p.m.
Okay.
And
I'll be inside by then.
1 to 3 inches tonight, and up to 1 inch tomorrow. So, max of 4, minimum 2. So, just something fun to play around and nothing too serious.
Get your sleds out.
Yeah, go
see. Actually, City Market has a downtown deal on sleds.
Ooh.
Yeah.
You heard
I don't know about
folks.
The one downtown, but the one on Flynn Ave. So
that's huge.
If you need a sled.
I do.
It's like $6.99.
Oh my god. Okay, well, I'll be there. Thursday, we're looking at 21 and sunny. Friday, more snow. We get... Doesn't look like it will be accumulating much, but some snow showers on Friday. And 34. So that's kind of fun.
That's good.
But... Don't get your hopes up, because Saturday is going to be 14 degrees with a low of 1 degree. So, Sunday, it snows again, and Monday, it snows again. So, I hope you're all enjoying winter.
Super winter.
But, you know what? It's getting sunny later, as we've been discussing in Stu.
Yeah, I mean, today was, like, freezing, but it was sunny. Like, I was okay. But great. Walking home is going to be really bad, because it's going to be dark.
Yeah. But, you know what? As we were just talking about, it was sunny until, like, 5:45 yesterday, which is so nice.
Yeah, it was crazy. I, like, looked out the window, and I was like, wow, it's happening.
I know, and I just bought a new plant, so I'm hoping that it's enjoying that.
Nice.
And that's kind of it for weather, but yeah, so bundle up.
Thank you so much. Okay, and now we'll get into the next set of music, starting off with Overdrive by Maggie Rogers.
Wow. I can't afford.
I'm trying to afford a kid.
is a color.
I mean, okay.
Just listening to Lights Out by Santa Gold, and before that was If Only by Rachel Chinnariri, and before that was Heartstrings by Leighton Meester. Yes, Leighton Meester, the actress from Gossip Girl.
That one.
Her.
Oh my god.
She makes music, and I like it.
Wait, does she make music like now? Or is this just a side hustle? I feel like I'm always asking you like data questions.
That song came out in 2014, 2010, 2009, so not super current.
I feel like she kind of reminds me of Addison Rae. Not her music, really? But her vibe.
I don't know. I feel like she's more like
just say
classy.
Just say classy. Yeah. You think Addison Rae is trashy?
Well, no, I don't think that, but I think that Addison Rae is more like TikTok. That's where she came from. Yeah. And Leighton Meester is more like Gossip Girl who lives on the Upper East Side and is dating Chuck Bass. So that's just where that comes from. And also, she has the same birthday as me.
Addison?
Leighton Meester. So I've always felt connected to her.
So she's an Aries, huh?
Mm-hmm. But I don't know her moon.
I just
wonder
what her moon is.
So I can't speak anymore on this.
Oh my
gosh.
And the first song in that set was Overdrive by Maggie Rogers, of course.
Wait. Sorry. Can I ask Carly a question really quick?
Of course.
Wait, did we even introduce you yet?
No.
Okay,
we guys, have another member in the stew.
Someone just entered the studio, and I'll let her say it.
Hey guys, it's C-Sharp here. Happy to be here.
Oh my god, okay, C-Sharp, my question for you is, what's your sign?
Good one.
Leo, sun.
Oh, my Leo is my father!
Leo is sun! What's your moon?
I think Virgo. And then something else.
Okay.
We literally asked
you're such
if
a
anyone sh- had their Leo,
their
and,
Leo
sun
and sun
to
yeah.
call in. Cause my
and you called, you called in. Oh my god. That's literally astrology in action.
Wait, why were you?
Can you remind me the song that it's from? I know
it's from Chemtrails Over the Country Club.
No, it is?
Yeah. I think so.
Well, it's a Lana Del Rey song.
I'm
she
in
says
the wind,
her
you're in the water. So that's part of the song. Then there's a
yeah,
part
yeah,
that's
okay,
like,
yeah, you're right.
My Cancer is sun and my Leo is moon.
Oh shit, so they're switched.
Wait, no.
I mean shoot.
No, it might be the opposite.
Yeah, I think it's sun and my cancer is moon. Because
yeah,
my moon is cancer.
Hey.
Okay.
So we're Lana. We're Lana together.
Okay, chemtrails duo. That.
Yeah, that's awesome.
So I feel like you are such a shining Leo to me. Do you resonate with being a Leo?
On the low.
On the low. Okay, say more.
I feel like I'm a bit reserved for most Leo suns, but like I feel like they're very loud and could be abrasive. I don't identify
as
that.
I feel like a Leo is just kind of like kind of just like they're always growling. Carly, I already told Nick this, but I went skiing with Bridget and her friend, and they were randomly both talking about how they hate nonchalant people. I feel like she kind of is, but like I'm like not even listening, and then I just like tune in. I'm like, what do you even mean by nonchalant? And then they were just like, you know, like doesn't like share that much about themselves, like kind of like a little quieter. And I'm like, okay, I feel like maybe I might be nonchalant. And they were literally both like, yeah, you are. I was like, okay, so everyone in this car hates me right now.
I was just saying how I hate nonchalant people. Not hate, but I don't like define it like that. Like I define it as, shout out Owen.
C Sharp.
Like he's like a very close friend.
C Sharp, the door. Just kidding.
And I was like, Owen, and he was like,
you mean like nonchalant?
Because
like
he was the boy.
Way.
Like, and I'm like, don't even act like we're not buddies.
So nonchalant is acting like we're not buddies, kind of.
Yeah.
It's like
he's one of the girls.
Like nonchalant is like sup.
Yeah. Not
like no emotion.
No emotion. Even though there's plenty of emotion.
But what if there's not?
There is, Liv. I know.
Get him, Carly.
That.
Get him, C Sharp. I feel like nonchalant people are just so misunderstood, ultimately.
Maybe he's too nervous to show emotion.
He's probably so shy.
You know what? You know what?
He's shy around the bros.
Well, get over it.
He's nervous that you aren't gonna show him emotion. So he can't show emotion.
Yeah. That's exactly what it is. He needs reassurance. Go to him.
Yeah, so now that we're psychoanalyzing Owen, don't really know this boy.
Is Owen the one who always tells you what the score of the Patriots game is?
Yes.
There's emotion in that.
Yeah, I feel like that's like his appeal for connection.
No, we have plenty of connection, except when he's walking with the boys.
With the boys.
With the
blame
boys.
Blame the boys. Always blame the boys.
Yeah, that's why we're only playing girls today.
Yeah. Yeah, my playlist is all girls as well.
It's a revolt
we
against
We do have one boy
Owen.
In the stew, though.
Yeah, we have a boy in the stew.
He's accepted, though.
Yeah. By the skin of his teeth.
All right. I guess we'll move on. Two, Need Your Love by Tennis.
Looking for someone to carry if I saw you, I'd sit down and ask about your afternoon. You made it clear that it's over now, but you're that I think about. So now I don't know what the hell to do. 'Cause I've got a soft spot. I've got it for you.
Jealous. summer when he let me go again. I tried a couple things, kept my distance, spread my wings, tried other men. I was on the wrong side of what was ever gonna work again. Gotta get you off my mind, so I'm driving up the 5 to stay alive till Jefferson. Cause up there's a spot, whether you like it or not, they keep the green on rotation, no invitation, no call. Yeah, up at the spot, where if you're hurting at all, they'll crack another cerveza, whether you wasted or not. Giving in to him another night. God damn it, it's the way he always stays, just far enough away to waste my time. Mm-hmm. And I could have told you I was only setting up the deck against myself again. If you got a guy like mine, then read the signs. Don't lose your mind, make the drive to Jefferson. And don't stop.
You were just listening to The Spot by Yor Smith, and before that was Jealous by The Aces, which is a new release that just came out on December 6th, so actually not that new, but it's their latest
new
release.
New enough.
And before that was Soft Spot by Claude. And the first song that set was Need Your Love by Tennis. And yeah.
Yeah.
I guess we'll just keep moving into more music because that's, yeah, what we're gonna do.
That's what's happening.
My mind's blank right now, but I'll get it thinking again during this next set. And we're going to start off the set with Nothing Else I Could Do by Ella Jane.
Nothing else I could do. the shape of your voice. I miss the nape of your neck. I miss the weight of your words. I miss the bruises they left. Started reading the tags just to look for your name. I couldn't find it. They must have made a mistake. I broke my knuckles in a fight. You were crying in the back of the room. And now the world is on fire. But babe, there's nothing else you could do.
Play pretend. I'm not scared to be naked. I'm not scared of anything. From under here, all you can hear is the distant boom of the Hell's Angels. From under here, all you can fear is being saved and being wakeful. And it's all honey.
Yeah. Hey, what's up?
Fake Nice by the Aces, and before that was 3 a.m. by Haim, H-A-I-M, and before that was Honey by Samia. This was a long set, and then before that was Talking to Myself by Gatlin, and then the first song of that set was Nothing Else I Could Do by Ella Jane. And I quickly wanted to say something about Haim, because when I was in sixth grade, I went to a Taylor Swift concert, and Haim was the opener, and I was with my friend, who we were just talking about earlier, but I won't dox her, Julia.
Oh, okay.
I won't say her last name. And we
which
were
is
like,
unusual because I've only ever heard her called by her last name.
We weren't really that into came at the time, and we thought it was, like, so funny. Like, we're like, who are these people? Like, we were so mad. And then there was these there were these people in front of us who were, like, dancing. And then when Taylor, like, so much to Haim. And then when Taylor Swift came out, they sat down. And we were so, like, we couldn't stop, like, talking about it. And ever since, like, I mean, not really anymore, but, like, for years after, we would always talk about Haim. And now Haim is, like, really popular, I feel like. Yeah. But I knew about them long ago.
Wait. Wasn't there, like, a dance move that Haim always did?
I don't know. Can you do research?
I don't know. I don't know what it is. I feel like it's, like, it's very, like, rotational.
Huh.
Yeah.
No, I'm not. I don't know. But everyone should definitely look that up because I bet it's a cool dance move.
I feel like it's really like robotic. Like that was the funny thing.
Robotic and rotational. I would think if something is rotational, it'd be kind of fluid. You know?
No, I don't think it's fluid. So maybe it's less rotational.
Wait, can I tell another story that just?
Yeah.
One time. When I was little, I was at, like, a dance convention, and we had to do the robot dance in the dance, and I guess I did it really good the first time, and then...
You did it really
good. Because I got called into the second group, like, everyone would do the dance, and then they would, like, call out numbers for people who could, like, go again, and I didn't make it after that round, and then later I was, like, talking to my friend's mom, and I was like, yeah, I just, like, didn't really do it that good in the second one, and she was like, yeah, that's okay.
I was so
and it's literally stuck with me, like, ever since. Like, you'll never see me do the robot dance again.
Oh, but you got it the first time. You have it in you.
I got it the first time, but I don't know. I was just really offended and upset, and I was probably, like...
Wow, that's I was probably nine. As a mom. I mean, of course.
Yeah, usually people are like, no, it was great. Like, no, but she's like... Worry. No, she wasn't saying, like, yeah. Whatever she said, it was like, well, like, it's fine.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh... Oh, okay.
Okay, since we are almost out of time, I just want to extend the most heartfelt thank you to everyone who has joined us in the studio today. Mm-hmm.
We had such an epic lineup today.
Yeah, literally the most epic. We had C Sharp. We had Miss Birthday Girl Emma.
Ooh.
And we had the Weather Wizard. And I guess all that's left to say is we'll see you next Tuesday.